Last night, the lights were dimmed on Broadway in memory of Arthur Miller. The playwright died this week at the age of 89. Jeff London has this appreciation.
Willie Loman never made a lot of money. His name was never in the papers. He's not the finest character that ever lived. But he's a human being, and a terrible thing is happening to him. So attention must be paid. He's not to be allowed to fall into his grave like an old dog. Attention! Attention must be paid to such a person.
Since he wrote Death of a Salesman in 1949 at the age of 33 and won the Tony Award, the New York Drama Critics Circle Award, and the Pulitzer Prize, attention has been paid to Arthur Miller.
Arthur Miller is without question one of the three major playwrights that America has produced, the other two, of course, being O'Neill and Tennessee Williams.
Frank Rich is a columnist for the New York Times and its former chief drama critic.
Death of a Salesman, from the moment it opened, has been and continues to be a giant of the American theater.
Written at a fever pitch in a six-week period, Death of a Salesman captured not just the underbelly of the American dream, but a universal resonance. The story of the desperate, misguided salesman Willie Loman has been translated into 29 languages. Miller wrote about a successful production of the play in Beijing. He described Willie Loman as a man trying to carve his name in a block of ice on a hot June summer day. In 1987, Miller told NPR's Terry Gross,
Willie is trying to become great without being great, which is what most of us are doing or dreaming about doing.
I didn't tell you, but Christmas time I happened to be calling on F.H. Stewart's, and a salesman I know, as I was going in to see the buyer. I heard him say something about shrimp. And I cracked them. I cracked them right across the face. I won't take that. I simply will not take that.
Miller said that in 1949 he saw grown men cry at the end of Death of a Salesman. It speaks just as strongly to current generations. If all Arthur Miller had written was Death of a Salesman, he'd be in the pantheon of American playwrights. But his career stretched for a 60-year period. He told NPR's Robert Siegel that he discovered the power of live theater as a teenager when he went to see a production of Henrik Ibsen's Ghosts in Brighton Beach, Brooklyn.
I really didn't understand half of it, but what I did understand was very moving, and it changed my life.
Like Ibsen, Arthur Miller's plays often dealt with issues of social responsibility and conscience. His first major success, All My Sons, was about a manufacturer who sells faulty aircraft parts to the Army, causing the death of 21 pilots. And The Crucible, written in 1953, while set during the Salem witch trials, was a thinly veiled look at the hysteria of McCarthyism.
I wanted to confront people with stuff that I saw in the society which was being ignored, and I came up with The Crucible.
He would not answer aye or nay to his indictment, for if he denied the charge, they'd hang him surely and auction out his property. So he stand mute and died Christian under the law.
It's hard to think of another playwright who achieved as much fame in his own lifetime, says Frank Rich.
He had the most vivid public persona that any playwright has ever had because he married Marilyn Monroe.
Arthur Miller said when he married her, she was not yet the icon she would become.
She was just a young woman trying to get a job as an actress and trying to improve herself as an actress. But she was hardly a goddess. She was powerless.
During their brief marriage, Miller didn't write very much, though he did provide the screenplay for Monroe's last movie, The Misfits. But their relationship provided Miller with material for a couple of plays, 1964's After the Fall and Finishing the Picture, which premiered last fall. Even though Miller didn't have a new Broadway hit since 1967, Frank Rich says it didn't stop him.
He kept writing right till the end and continued to be produced. Theater fashions changed, and he just kept trucking along, and that's all to his credit.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.